better tonight. You know, we didn't give ourselves a chance to win Friday night's game, and that's what I was disappointed in. That you know, the guys have done a good job bouncing back. Eric's done a good job bouncing back, and you know, if he wasn't happy with his game, and but more than that, we bent our knees, we battled harder, and did a lot of good things tonight.
You switched around your lines completely.
Yep.
How did you come up with the combination?
You know, that's a good question. I was looking at
darts.
Games from last year. I didn't even, when the guys left after the meeting, at that time I was going to dress 13 forwards and figure which 12 I wanted. I mean, we counted like 5 scoring chances last night, so we didn't do anything. And, you know, looked at some combinations from last year. That played into it. You know, we got to get Kloos going. And put Sheehy back there. You know, Connor played with him a little bit last year. You know, they had some good success. So Leon played with Tommy quite a bit last year. So it was more, you know, we got to try to get some guys going. We wanted to reward Ramsey. We think he's playing really well, so we elevated him. He had some really good looks. Didn't quite finish, but. You know, it was nice for Maroney to get a game in tonight. I thought, you know, he drew a penalty and showed his speed, and that's why we put him in, because, you know, we see it in practice, and, you know, he plays hard, and he's hard on a puck and up and on a forecheck, and he'll play physical. And that's what we're trying to find out. I mean, we got to find out who our 12 forwards are. And, you know, if we have a guy that's not scoring and not hitting and not blocking a shot, you're not going to play. Simple as that. And, you know, so that's why we're rotating some guys. Hopefully Rem will be back this week. I'm starting to get an idea where I think I want to put him now. If he can come back and play, like we're hopeful that he will this weekend. And, you know, we like the idea of the some lines that can score, but, you know, if we have to put some guys together to overload a couple of lines, then we'll do that too. We generated tonight, we're still not scoring. I mean, we haven't scored a lot of 5-on-5 goals recently, but, you know, we've still won some games. Our power plays, you know, come through. Our penalty kill was good again tonight after some major mistakes the night before. But we're just into it so much better. And, I mean, you could tell where we were yesterday when after the second period I think we won 13 draws and lost 30. You know, that just kind of gives you, you're starting and you're chasing the whole game. But I thought defensively we did a good job. You know, we dug in pretty good even at the end. You know, we kept it to the outside. I'm happy for our guys. You know, we knew at the start, we're back on the road again this weekend. It's hard to believe we're going to get through November with one home series on a Friday and Saturday night through the first 2 months of the season. But, you know, Mankato's not an easy place to play. I'm just glad we bounced back and we won tonight.
Your kill went 4-for-4 tonight, 2-for-4 last night. What was the big difference?
Well, just some of our rotations weren't very good last night. You know, and Eric was on, which, you know, that's a big part of the penalty kill, too. You know, we won some face-offs. We had some good clears. You just sense a difference in the guys. And, you know, they were stung. I mean, we talked about it. And, you know, they have pride, and our captains have pride. And, you know, it starts with Justin. And, you know, he scored the big goal tonight. I mean, that was a battle goal where it was a second, third, fourth chances around the net.
Last 5 minutes, you guys have had some tough ones in state games. What did you guys do well tonight?
Well, we just played the game the right way. I mean, you know, the old ins and outs, and, you know, goaltenders got to finish the game too. And Eric was able to do that, but I thought, you know, we didn't give up a lot tonight. I mean what were we, low 20s in shots and, what, 12 or 13 after two periods, and now get to the end, you're defending it a little bit. But I'm happy for our guys, and, you know, you take Sunday off and go back to work on Monday.
What do you think your team has been so successful bouncing back so far this season?
Well, it's not just this year. I mean, you go back to last year, if we had some tough Friday nights. They've been able to bounce back. I where we're at right now, we're not in bad shape. I still would like to have one game back that Friday St. Cloud we let slip away. But, you know, we've been in some difficult rinks, and we're going to go back in some difficult rinks, and we got to continue to grow. We got to continue to find out who our top 6 defensemen are and who our top 12 forwards are and who ultimately should play with who.
Was it easy to go back with Shearhorn after Pullen in that night, or kind of a bit more of a...
I thought about starting Nick tonight. I really did. But, you know, I just felt that, you know, Eric's history has been that, you know, that whether it's a couple Michigan games or you know, the North Dakota weekend, or St. Cloud, he played better on Saturday night. So, you know, he's been, played better on Saturday night too. And so I just want, felt like, you know what, I want to give him the opportunity to, you know, bounce back.
Is Larkin earned your trust there?
Yeah, I mean, he, you know, I think Nick's looked good in, you know, in the U.S. game. You know, he's looked good, and, you know, when he went in last night, he, you know, he didn't, wasn't, the moment wasn't too big or anything like that. So, you know, as of now, he'd be the guy that, you know, we turn to next.
Lindgren was on the ice for that last shift. Is he really solidifying his spot?
Well, that's what he is. He's a shutdown defender. He's strong on a puck. He's physical. He'll block a shot. You know, we actually didn't have a choice there, you know, when that puck went out of play. When they took their time, they took their time, and we couldn't change our guys, but I don't think we would have changed our defenseman anyway.
Of those new forward lines, which of them impressed you the most tonight?
I like the energy Klus and Sheehy had. I thought Novak's line had a lot of good looks too. But again, until you really watch the video and start charting, you don't have that same sense.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.